We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are nearing completion, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, of the 99 names. And with each of these attributes, we've been looking at the theoethics, the psychoethics, and the socioethics. So we're able to try and live these names, and thus live to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he said, "Takhalluqu bi akhlaq Allah," adopting yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أياما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. Whichever you call upon, He has the best of names. Today we will look at the attribute Al-Hadi. And this is the guide. Let's first look at a Quranic reference. In Surah Al-Furqan, Surah number 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 31 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا. And enough, sufficient is your Rabb as a guide, as a hadi, وَنَصِيرًا, and as a helper. Now, al-hadi is derived linguistically from hidayah, which is guidance. And guidance is that which attracts someone to something, such as attracting the heart of a believer to Al-Hadi, the one who provides such guidance. And in essence, guidance means bringing the heart closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guidance is the following of one's reason and common sense, and a graceful way of bringing someone to the anticipated goal. Al-Hadi guides the elite from amongst his abd, whom he has chosen to know his essence, so much so that they see things through him, and he guides the normal among them to witness his creatures, so much so that they have seen them as signs of his being their creator and sustainer. He guides everything he has created to whatever means whereby it can satisfy its need. Remember the most beautiful ayah, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam is asked by Fir'aun to identify or to describe his Rabb, and Prophet Musa says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Rabbuna alladhi a'ata kulla shay'in khalqahu thumma hada. This is in Surah Taha, ayah 50. It says, our Rabb is He who gave everything its creation, then guided it to its goal. It's so beautiful. Look at the way a baby is guided to its sustenance with its mom. The baby birds to pick the seeds, the bees to build their honeycombs in hexagonal shapes, which are the best to suit the forms of their bodies. There's so many examples. All you have to do is look around you and see the examples with which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. It is Al-Hadi who guides the guilty to Tawbah, and those blessed with knowledge, the facts regarding nearness to Him. It is Al-Hadi who occupies the hearts with truthfulness and equity, and bodies with life and death. He is given everything He has created, its shape, its character. He guides whom He creates to the goal behind His creating them. He is absolutely amazing. Whenever Rasulullah used to wake up during the night for Salah, he would first do du'a to his Rabb, saying, Ya Rabbi, the Rabb of Jibra'il, Mikra'il and Israfil, Badil Samarati wal Ard, originator of the heavens and the earth, Alim al-Ghaybi wal-Shahada, knower of the unknown and the witness, judge between your abd regarding what they dispute. I plead to you to guide me to that wherein they have differed by your will, for you guide whomsoever you please to the straight path. Every day in our salah, every single day, we say, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, guide us on the straight path. And the response to that is to become a hadi for others. But in essence, this comes when you and I have understood that the hadi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, Allah's way is one that is exceedingly fearful if we do not trust in Him. Rasulullah was the first who pioneered this road. Whoever goes onto this road goes by the guidance of Rasulullah and his guiding. Remember, it is he who set up marks everywhere, bismillah, with the permission of Allah. Placing signs as if to say, don't go in this direction, don't go here. If you go in this direction, this is what's going to happen. Look what happened to the people of Ad and Thamud. Look at what happened to the people of Lut. And so on and so forth. And the Qur'an expounds this because he says that therein there are clear signs. The idea is to know that Muhammad ﷺ is the guide. If we don't first come to know Muhammad ﷺ, we cannot reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was once a person who sought guidance, who wanted guidance. So in search of right guidance, he closed himself up for 40 days, retreating to himself in loneliness, trying to find this essence of guidance. And a voice came to him saying, such a lofty object will never be attained by a 40-day retreat. Abandon this, and you will find your object being realized when the look of a very righteous person will fall upon you. And he said, where shall I find this righteous person? And the voice said, in a masjid of jama'ah, where people gather. And he said, how shall I recognize the person in such a crowd of people? And he was told, go, and he will recognize you and will look at you. The sign that is looked upon you will be that the cup of water you will be carrying will drop from your hand and you'll become unconscious. Then you'll know that he's looked upon you. So this man acts accordingly. He fills a glass of water and he goes round to the mosque like a water carrier. As he's walking between the ranks of those who are doing ibadah, he's suddenly seized with something. When he utters a loud cry, the water falls and he remains in a corner of the mosque unconscious. Everybody departs. When he comes to his senses, he sees that he is alone. He did not see the guide who had looked upon him, but he had gained his object. He had learned what true guidance was. True guidance doesn't mean locking myself up and it's me alone. True guidance is found living a normal life amongst people, living a righteous life. Remember the light we talked about yesterday. All goes together. I'll repeat a story that I've told before, but maybe it will help. There was a student, a brilliant student from one of the small villages that had gone to an Islamic college to study. And when he came back, people revered him and said, look, don't do anything. We'll provide you with food, water, with whatever you need. You just do your studying. And he did that. His teacher heard about him and how proud the villagers were of him and came to visit him. And when they came to visit him, and when the teacher came to visit him, he said, mashallah, you know, yes, you're writing books, you're doing all this, and you're, you know, the villagers are looking after you. But he said, I'd like to tell you something. He said, tell me, who is the better person? When it is cold, is the better person the one who finds himself a fur coat, wears it, and keeps himself warm? Or is the better person the one who, when it is cold, lights a fire so that not only he remains warm, but those all around him do? And the teacher left. And the student understood. It doesn't mean that we cocoon ourselves in ourselves seeking this knowledge or this guidance. It means being able to share it. And that's how this guidance increases. That is why when we pray, we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us on the straight path. It's not guide me. It comes together. So Abdul Hadi is therefore one who has received the response of اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, knows and understands Al-Hadi, becomes an instrument not only for himself or herself, but for human salvation. And this is because they're charged with enforcing truth, that which Allah ordains and that which Allah forbids. If you recite Al-Hadi 200 times every day, inshallah it will enable you to succeed in what you're doing. If you're not sure of an intention or a purpose, then this helps to lead you to a right choice. If you write Al-Hadi on a cup and get some rainwater in it, and then recite Ya Hadi 200 times on it, and you give it to a child who has difficulty in remembering things or is disobedient, then inshallah the condition will be alleviated. It's an extremely powerful name, just as are all the others, and the spiritual benefits are innumerable.